Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Beautiful autumn day.
It is so beautiful.
And with me is my firstborn.
Yes, your firstborn, fruit of the womb, Shelly mm-hmm. Brim. Shelly Brim Baggett.
Right. She even forgets her new name.
Yeah. Mm.
It was Oaks for a long time until Bob moved off and went to heaven.
Yeah.
And he's been gone now more than 2 years, and, yes. And you're a new bride.
Yes, I'm a new bride, and so it's
praise
exciting. Wonderful.
Now, we started talking yesterday about how the Lord had said to us on June 29th, 2008, that was before the upcoming elections, when we were praying here at Prayer Mountain about those elections in corporate prayer, the Lord interrupted our corporate prayer and shook us, really. And he said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. He spoke to us about prepare yourselves. He spoke to us about studying the great awakenings and other awakenings. And so we decided that we would pray in our individual prayer closets for 2 weeks, come back together on July 13th. And see what God had said to us. Mm-hmm. Well, he spoke to us all right, but from another country. I've been speaking a lot about hearing the voice of God. And one way you hear the voice of God is through the real prophets, true prophets.
Right.
Not just everybody that comes down the road calling themselves a prophet.
Right.
But this was one I never heard of. He never knew me. I never knew him. I got a telephone call on July 7, 2008 from Zona, who is the daughter of Norval Hayes. And Zona said, Billy, there's a man that Daddy and I have a lot of confidence in. That's Brother Norval Hayes, her dad. And when we're both gone from the church, he'll minister for us often. And he never calls me and says he had a word of the Lord for someone. But he said, I've got a word for Billy Brim. And he said, I don't know her. I never knew her. But I'm supposed to give it to her. So she gave me his number. And she said, I think it'll be a blessing if you call him. So I called him. And he's a dear man. He was brought up in the Appalachian Mountains. And his ministry, by and large, is in the Appalachians. And he was there in the Appalachians praying. And he had a night vision. And he said, a voice spoke. That's the first thing he heard. There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. And then he saw three scenes. The first scene was a gathering. I knew it was a Christian gathering, not a structured church service, but a good, full gospel, charismatic-type meeting. I turned to look at the next scene. I had premeditated on what I would see. What I expected to see were people gathered around a bonfire, but I did not see that. What I saw was a wall. It was about 15 feet high, about 10 feet thick. The wall was the color of fire. In it were what looked like pieces of steel which were in a fire and had taken on the color and essence of fire. Those pieces were people. They made up the wall. Out from the wall were gathered around it, and they were also, people were gathered around it, and they were also of this substance. Then I saw a third scene. It was as if I stood on a high mountain and looked down upon the earth. It was dark as the night sky. But as in a night sky, stars shine brightly. In this darkness, there were lights much brighter than the darkness. These lights were people, I knew. They were people. And again, the voice spoke, there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. After the vision, he said, I kept hearing the name Billy Brim. He did not know me. He had heard of me, but he didn't know a thing about me. But his daughter did. And she said, Daddy, did you know that Billy Brim calls her ministry Prayer Mountain? And so he contacted us. He said he was ready to dismiss the part about thinking he would see a bonfire. But the Lord said, don't dismiss that. When do people gather around bonfires? In the autumn, in the fall. Mm-hmm. So he knew that the meeting was a fall meeting. And he decided from the Lord that it was going to be our upcoming assembly of prayer, which would be last year in October. Now we're looking forward to one that will be 2009. But that was 2008. So he called our prayer group, and I let him share, and he told that the Lord, amber is a tree resin, fossilized, and it is a perfect preservative, almost perfect. If a seed was caught in there almost a million years ago and you planted it today, it would grow. If there were a spider in there, you could get out its DNA. And so he's talked about the Lord showed him that people have gifts in them that are preserved. The Lord also showed him about embers, and that embers have been in a fire before, and they still hold like an ember of coal. All you have to do is blow on it, mm-hmm. and it'll spring up to fire. Mm-hmm. And that there are people who had been in great meetings, they'd been parts of great moves of the Holy Ghost, and they died down almost to an ember, but that the Lord's going to blow up on us, mm-hmm. and we're going to spring forth into fires.
Glory.
So he shared that with us. He came to the autumn meeting, and you remember it was wonderful.
Mm, wonderful.
Everybody loved Brother Wiseman and his simple, sweet spirit. And so I haven't heard from Brother Wiseman. That's been a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe once, twice. Well, he called me just this past Saturday in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And what was that date? I don't know. It's 20-something of September. 26th, 27th. And he called me and he said, "What is the Lord talking to you about?" And I said, "Well, he's talking to me about the power in united prayer." And he said, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that." He said, "For the Lord has given me more on the third part of that vision. The part of the vision where," he said, "I was lifted up above the earth," and I'll read it to you the way he gave it. "It was as if I stood on a high mountain and looked down upon the earth. It was dark as the night sky. But as in a night sky, stars shine brightly. In this darkness, there were lights much brighter than the darkness." So he didn't say too much about that last year, but he said the Lord has given him something on it, and it is this. Those lights, he said, they look as if all the earth was dark, but then you could see like as if someone turned on a light switch, and here this dazzling light began, and then over here another one, all over the earth, until there was light after light after light after light. And he said, "The Lord has shown me that those are united prayer meetings." Hmm. United prayer meetings all over the earth.
Wow.
And led by the Spirit of God. And then he showed me, he said, "Now, consider this. John looked up and saw Jesus when Jesus was 30 years old. We haven't seen Jesus since he was 12 mm-hmm. in the Bible. But when he's 30, he's about ready to begin his ministry. Mm-hmm. And he goes to John the Baptist, to be baptized of him. And it says here in John chapter 1, that John the Baptist looked upon him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." In verse 32, John bare record saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." Now he called him the Lamb of God. I'm going to read it now from Matthew's account. Mm-hmm. And in Matthew's account, verse 13.
What chapter?
Chapter 3 of Matthew. And he had just said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Mm-hmm. And then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And Jesus, verse 16, "When he was baptized, came up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.'" Now, Brother Wiseman said, Jesus was identified as the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. He said, a lamb is a prey animal. It's defenseless. Mm-hmm. It can't fight for itself. It's subject to its enemies, and it's earthbound. And Jesus, of course, had laid aside his glory when he was with the Father, and he who had walked up and down among the ages entered into the body of a woman,
right,
and limited himself. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn to talk.
Right.
He limited himself. He became an earthbound creature, mm-hmm. a man. Mm-hmm. But on the day of his baptism in the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. there came a dove,
right,
a heavenly creature,
right,
and the heavenly creature, not earthbound,
exactly,
but whose wings can lift it up, came and alighted on the earthbound creature, the lamb.
Right.
And then he, the heavenly creature, mm-hmm. led the earthbound creature. Mm-hmm. And the very next chapter in Matthew says, and Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Right.
And then the dove led that earthbound lamb. He led him all the way to Calvary.
Right.
He raised him from the dead.
Right.
Quickened him. He was raised from the dead by the Spirit.
The Spirit.
And
yeah.
lifted right up to the right hand of God.
That's good.
So he said, now the next time, this is what Brother Wiseman said, the next time we see the Holy Spirit is in the upper room.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have men. Mm-hmm. Earthbound men, 120 of them in a room. And Brother Wiseman said it was pointed out to him they were a united prayer group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit landed upon mm-hmm. them, indwelt them individually, of course, mm-hmm. but the whole body of Christ.
Right.
And then the heavenly dove begins to lift them up.
Right.
And they're lifted way past where they had been.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Peter denied the Lord, but now he's up there preaching on the streets yeah. of Pentecost because the dove, the heavenly dove,
right.
has entered him. The Holy Ghost has entered him. And it is said of those people in that room, they were those who turned the world upside down because of the dove, the heavenly
right.
Spirit, the Holy yes. Ghost. And then Brother Wiseman said, now that was a united prayer meeting in Acts chapter 4. They were already baptized in the Holy Spirit, but there they were gathered in this united prayer meeting in
right.
Acts chapter 4, and the Holy Spirit comes on them. The dove enters again.
Yes.
They're all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They pray with one united voice.
Right.
And they move out into all the wonders of the book of Acts.
Yes.
And now it's that Holy Spirit that must be given free rein
right.
and lead us and guide us. It's not by power. It's not
right.
by might. It's by the Spirit of the living God that we're
exactly.
going out of here.
To do what God wants us to do, we must be led by the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
And lifted up by Him.
Now we're going to talk tomorrow, and we're going to go on talking about being abandoned to the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the Holy Ghost
That's
use
a good
us.
Word.
Yeah, I got that from W.I. Evans, and I'm going to read tomorrow.
I wonder what the definition is in the Webster's. Or
I don't know. We'll look it up. But anyway, we're going to read about being abandoned to the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
we
that.
Look for you to join us if you can at our Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 29 through November 2nd. But if you can come early for October 28th on Wednesday, we're just going to meet in the hall and pray there. And of course, we'll have our people from all over the country. They're coming to work. We're calling it the Autumn Assembly of Prayer for an Awakening. One thing will save America. And they'll be here from everywhere praying for an awakening. Of course, we'll have Lynn Hammond and Lucy, and then we're going to have Phil Driscoll and musicians from everywhere, and prayers. Thank God, prayers.
Yes.
So if you need to know more about it, go on billybrim.org or phone us at 1-800-972-3447. If you cannot come, please join us in prayer. And if you can, send an offering toward the expenses of this meeting. That will put you in it with your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about giving into something. Just write us and close an offering for the Autumn Assembly. We'll offer it to the Lord, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Billy Brim and Shelley saying, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.